from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, April 22nd, 2000.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Right on Live Talk, we're talking about different issues, including the death of Elvis Nyati, who was killed by a vigilante group in South Africa and laid to rest last Saturday.
Today is Earth Day, which is designed to protect the environment. Zimbabweans are urged to engage in regenerative agriculture. The day is marked at a time there were reports of snow falling in some parts of the country as climate change grips the world.
In Zimbabwe, the country is currently conducting a census with teams drawn from various ministries visiting homes to count locals.
And in Johannesburg, seven people who are suspected of having killed Elvis Nyati appeared in court and they are appealing for bail.
In sports, FIFA says FIFA should not go ahead with a planned extraordinary meeting tomorrow to choose a new leadership to replace the Felton Kamambo-led board, which was suspended by the Sports and Recreation Commission on allegations of fraud.
And in Europe, Russia has claimed victory in Mariupol, a coastal city in Ukraine, which has almost been razed to the ground due to continuous bombing. And also some Zimbabwean students were repatriated back to Zimbabwe from Ukraine, appealing on the government to let them know or assist them in them continuing their education locally. Most of them are medical students that were actually repatriated from Ukraine, nearly finishing their degrees, but now they're saying they have an issue with how they will continue since the war in Ukraine is continuing.
Ngibambe mahlabazulu njani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo ndonje ke ku-Live Talk sikhuluma ngokujeneyo okunye kwangikhona esikhuluma ngakho ikubhubha kumbe ngithi ukubulawa kwa-Elvis Nyati khona ngale deep sloot watshaywa ngabantu okuthiwa babedinga amasela khona ngale ke kule South Africa. Unyati ke ungcwatshwe kumbe ngithi ubekwe eZimbabwe kobulawayo ngomgqibelo odluleyo. Sikhumbule njalo ukuthi namhlanje i-World Earth Day lolukele usuku lokuthi kuthakazelelwe okwezemvelo. Njalo abantu bacelwa ukuthi-ke bayenze khonokho kungani kunganceda ukuthi umhlaba ungagudeki ngamandla. So sikhuluma nje-ke khona manje mavula sikhuluma ngesikhathi kuzwakale ukuthi enkayi kube le snow esinesibili sagcwala indawo eziningi. So abantu bamangele ukuthi snow singabe sivela ngaphi. So-ke basithumezela amapikitsha, basithumezela ama-videos lezinye izinto ezijiyeneyo okuveza ukuthi hhayi kukhona okade kukhona isno zingane sibili sitshaye phansi. So-ke kunjalo-ke mabulas xa sesikhangela njalo okunye siyakwazi ukuthi ilizwe khona manje abantu bagijigijima babala abanye kuloko kuthiwa yi-census. I-census siyakwazi ukuthi yiyo phela kumele ukuthi kudingisiswe ukuthi eZimbabwe kulabantu abangaki. Siyakhumbula ukuthi last time kuzokubalwa abantu bayafika khonapho kuma-14 million khona manje kucatshangela ukuthi bangabe befika 16 million. So kuningi-ke okumele kukhanye ukuthi kwenziwa njani. Abanye abakhonapha-ke kukhonokho uhlelo lolu bavela kubutho, abanye bavela emapholiseni, kuzobuya ababalisi labanye abathiyeneyo. Sithi pheqelezi nje siye khona ngale Johannesburg kukhanya ngazeni kulabantu abayisikhombisa 7 abacatshangela ukuthi babulala u-Elvis Nyati abahambe emthethwandaba becela ukuthi banikwe isibambiso sebheyi. So laba bantu babamba uNyati ekhona ngale Diepsloot bamthisa ephila waze waphela umoya. So kuzima kakhulu. Kube sokusithi-ke kwezemidlalo mapelas i-FIFA ithi lokhu kwenziwa ngabanye abantu bezifa asebefuna ukuthi benze i-extraordinary meeting bedinge inkokheli entsha, bathi hhayi lokhu akumelanga kwenzakale ngoba uFelton Kamambo nolokho ekuzifa board ezibambile khona ngale labanye. Siyakhumbula ukuthi-ke i-Sports and Recreation Commission yamisa uFelton Kamambo labanye bakhe zithi hhayi kukhona abakutshontshayo. So-ke ubona oKamambo bathi lokho ngamanga. Kuzobuya khona ngale-ke e-Europe siyakwazi ukuthi kukhona okunye okwenzakalayo. Elerussia seligangade kakhulu abantu khona ngale njalo lazama ukuhluthuna idolobho le-Mariupol elise-Ukraine. So-ke sikhuluma nge idolobho lelo mavela silibhonjwe okunye okumangalisayo. Akula nto ongayibona vele ungane isicucu nje. So khanya kuyethusa kakhulu kuthi ungakhohlwa kuthi abe kule snow khona ngale nkayi emathebeleni north. Yeah, kunjalo mabulas.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro nhasi nemusi wechishanu. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk apo tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pekushaya kwava Elvis Nyati kuSouth Africa, uyezve tichitarisa kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa ivo vachinzi vakawanikwa vachiuraya vanyati vamiswa pamberi pedare nhasi vachikumbira ivo kuti vabhadhare mari yechibatiso. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yemamiriro ekunze, sezvo nhasi riri zuva rinozikanwa se-Earth Day. Tinotarisa zvakare apo tiri kunzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwawanikwa iko kuchidonha mvura ine chando muZimbabwe, uyezve nzvimbo idzi hadziwanzo kuwanikwa zvichiitika zvakadai. Asi tiri kutoona nhasi vateereri vedu nevamwe vawanikwa vachititsanangurira kuti kwawanikwa iko kuchidonha mvura ine chando. Uyezve tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika kuUkraine, uko tinoona kuti Russia nhasi yataura iyo kuti yakawanikwa ichikunda munzvimbo imwe iri munyika imomo yeMariupol, vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vakakunda pakurwisa nzvimbo iyi. Uyezve tichitarisa zvakare kuti zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munzvimbo zviri muZimbabwe imomo vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kutambudzika kuti voita sei avo vakawanikwa vachibviswa kunzvimbo yeUkraine vachienda kuZimbabwe mushure mehondo, vachiti ivo zvidzidzo zvavo pari zvino zvawanikwa izvo zvichimiswa, kunyange havo vari kuita zvidzidzo padande mutande, asi vari kukumbira kuti hurumende dai yaona zvaingaita kuitira kuti vawanikwewo vachienderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo kuzvikoro zvepamusoro. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya yezvemitambo, ndo zvimwe zvatitange tiinazvo ipo pano tichikurukura nevanyarikani vedu, asi nyaya huru yatiinayo inyaya yemamiriro akaita zvino muSouth Africa pari zvino. Gibbs.
Unjalo sinovela sokuti kukorongwane avantu havapati kudle sibili ikakhulu kulangale kule South Africa. We know that you know the leader of Operation Tutula is moving from township to township, you know, threatening that all illegal immigrants must be thrown out of South Africa. So this is a very big issue, and we know that Zimbabweans are facing so many problems. Some want to leave now, some want to leave tomorrow, and you know, all those kind of things. So I spoke to one guy, his name is Teboho. Teboho is a South African. So let's listen to this interview that I did with him in our show Zimbabwe Today, as Top 10. So he's speaking Ndebele here. Let's go ahead.
Teboho, unjani
mrene? Siyaphila njani baba?
Ngiyaphila mrene, unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiyaphileka. Ah, nami ngithake ngiphonze kuphonze la baba.
Phonza.
Akubona.
Akubona. Wena ungwegoli phela.
Ya, ngakhona khona la kodwa eMpumalanga ngale.
Yeah.
Yeah, mina ngithi no akona ukuthi azibafuna abafethi wakudu. Inkinga nje nabo abakhuzani yabona inkinga. Makungaba khona ukukhuzana ukuthi mawazi ukuthi umkhaya wakhe akekho right, umkhuza ukuthi ngoba ekugcineni impi mayisuka abantu abasabheki ukuthi ubani uphumaphi, sebabheka ukuthi wonke umuntu uyimlupho kahle kahle lo phuma ngaphandle yabona. So masingazama ukuthi abantu bakhuzane nabo ngokwabo ukuthi yazi ni bafethu la sisemzini womuntu. Kanjalo ngicabanga ukuthi kungaba ngcono singakhona ukuphilisana. Ngoba ngiyabona naseBotswana impela bayakhala ngabantu baseZimbabwe. Bayakhala. So lento lena ifukuthi spreader kanje kuzoba inkinga kakhulu. So abafethu ngiyacela ukuthi impela sibambisane ngilento yokuthi akubona ukuthi akufuneki abantu bangaphandle, kepha mawusemzini womuntu asihloniphaneni, silandele imithetho ngomthetho. Uyabo? Ngiyabonga
kodwa. Ye, kodwa Teboho, nasikhangela isikhondo i-Operation Dudula leyo ngani bahamba bedingadinga ukuthi wena uyi-foreigner, wena umsouth african, wena unje, wena unje, kulungile kono?
Yabona kona akulunganga, kodwa manje masukuso abantu abasenathemba ngithi lento lebo kumele ngabe yenziwa umthetho. Kepha umthetho nawo mawuthengeka ugcine ukuthi abantu sebayadineka nabo, yabona, ngoba even amaphoyisa wasakhona kuyivimba ledula ngoba bayazi ukuthi benza izinto ezirong, bathatha ama-bribe. So yi-problem le, ngoba vele abantu bazodineka umthetho uma ungasasebenzi bazozithathela bona.
So ke kuyahlupha lokho ukuthi nxa sikhangele sibile ukuthi uyahamba utshela abantu wena nje ungelamthetho esandleni. So kumele kumiswe njani wena ngokwakho kumele kwenziwe njani khonokho?
Mina ngibona ukuthi le nto lena kumele ibe yinto ye-government between kukhulunywe between i-government yaseZimbabwe ne-government yala e-South Africa. Because into ebalulekile akekho umuntu ongazi ukuthi uma usezweni langaphandle nakanjani kumele uyiphathe i-passport ngenkani. Uma usezweni langaphandle kumele uyiphathe i-passport. There's no need to jikajika nabo abantu abavela ngaphandle abastope ukubribe. Because the more babribe, yide more bona futhi bazikhandela inkinga for bona. Uyabona?
So akubona ukuthi akumelanga bebribe, akumelanga bekwenze lokho.
Akumelanga kahle kahle ngokomthetho. Akumelanga. Because ukweqa nje iborder kukodwa ungenaphepha ubugebengu. Ukuba secountry ungenaphepha ubugebengu, then ucommitter another crime by bribing. Uyabona? So unama-offences amangaki ayi-2. Uyabona? So yinto kumele ilunge lapho. Uyabona?
Xa sikhangela sikhondo xa sikhangela sibile ukubulawa kuka-Elvis Nyati, lina ama-South Africans likubona nje sibonile umfana weDudula uNhlanhla Dlamini esithi hayi kuyafana nokuthi nje kufe inja. Uyabo? Indlela ayibeke ngayo ngani wena ukubona njani umsouth African?
No, ukufa komuntu akusiyinto esingayikhondona leyo sithi into ungathi kufe inja. No, umuntu lohambile akusiyona inja, futhi angeke nje kahle kahle ngivumele into enjalo. Ngoba uyabona into eyenzekile. Iproblem yaziqala pho nabakudumi. Iqala la kumedia. Imedia inenkinga enkulu, especially yala eSouth Africa, angazi yaseZimbabwe. But imedia yala eSouth Africa yona ifuela izinto ngesinye isikhathi. Uyabo? Then ekugcineni kuze kuphume lokuthi abantu vele abasenandaba. Yabona even ngasho ukuthi nala kunomuntu ovele ezinye izinto like kakhulukazi ezikhava ezenzeka makushone abantu base-South Africa abazikhava. Then makushone mhlawumbe umuntu wangaphandle bayazikhava. That's when le nto leyo enye yezinto ezidala ini ukuthi kube kutheleke upetrol emlilweni. Uyabona? So but into yokuthi mhlambe kuve inja or no, leyo it's wrong. It's very wrong. Ukubulawa komuntu is unacceptable. Unacceptable nje. Cha, loko angikhondoni futhi angisupporti.
Kodwa wena ngokwakho Sikhonda, uyakusekela okwenziwa iDudula yini? Kumbe ubona ngani bazenzela okwengqondo yabo?
Lapho ngingasho ngithi yes and no. Yabo?
Yeah.
Angiqale ngo-no. Uma ngithi no, i-violence angeke isolve next. But ukuthi baphushe le nto ukuthi izwe libe nomthetho ku-right. Yabo. Kumele umthetho u-restore ubuye usebenze ngendlela e-right. Uyabona? And another thing enye ngifuna ukuyiphosa kubantu baseZimbabwe, kumele bastophe ukulalela into yamalema. Umalema uyabalahlekisa strong. Balahlekisa strong. Yabo, because now umalema akakaze akhondeme izano PF noma inini akakaze ayibeke iphutha ngezinto ezenza ebantwini baseZimbabwe. Akakaze from kumgabe until now kumnagagwa akakaze ayikhondeme nje into eyenziwa izano PF bantu baseZimbabwe. But now he is busy ku border gate yaseSwaziland. Ne? Why the same energy angayiphushi ngapha eZimbabwe? Why? But into ayenzayo is encouraging abantu baseZimbabwe ukuthi bajampe ama like i-border ngokungemthetho. Why kuba kanjalo? So leyo nto leyo iyalibulala futhi izwe laseZimbabwe and ihluphekisa bona futhi abantu baseZimbabwe. Uyabona? Ngenxa yokuthi manje bazogcwala ngapha. And mase sibaningi kuzoba nenkinga yabona elokishini. It's fine if bayenka abahambe bayohlala eSandton, bahambe bayohlala eWaterfall, bahambe bayohlala like endaweni lezi zamasabab, sibone ukuthi bazoyimela yini bona bomalema lento leyo, uyabo? Cause elokishini kugcwele manje and yila izinto zenzeka.
Yes, my brother said that is Mr. Jeboho, yes, Kondo. You know, he's really he's giving us a lot of facts there in terms of what is happening. He says he doesn't hate Zimbabweans at all. So all what he's against is illegal, the illegal crossing of borders. So he says, you know, how do these people then account for what they do on a daily basis? They don't even engage in crime, according to him. So he says he doesn't hate foreigners at all. And Zimbabweans should actually police themselves while they are in South Africa. At the same time, he says, look at what is happening in Botswana. Botswana is doing the same thing, you know, but not in the same vein as Operation Tutula. And according to him, Operation Tutula activists are taking the law into their own hands because police are not doing anything about arresting illegal immigrants. So that's what they are doing right now. So he says, he doesn't support Operation Tutula in terms of it causing a lot of violence. But then he supports it in terms of enforcing the law, you know? Says in the absence of the police, what do you do? People have to take the law into their own hands. So then he says the government of South Africa and the government of Zimbabwe should sit down and talk about some of these issues because they are very, very critical. And he went on to blame, you know, some South Africans for killing Elvis Nyati. Says that's really bad. But then he came out with another theory. And the theory is the media is too one-sided. When a South African dies, nothing is covered. When a foreigner dies, there's a lot of hype over it, you know? So then he says he goes on to blame Julius Malema of the Economic Freedom Fighters. Say Malema has never blamed Zambia for issues affecting Zimbabweans, but he's now busy at the border of Swaziland. Saying a lot about what is happening in Swaziland. So he says, yeah, you see? So that's the problem. That's where everything is going the other way. So that's how he sees everything there.
Aiwa apo tsanga tiri kunzwa izvanga zviri kutaurwa naGibbs achitaura iye nechimwe chizvarwa cheSouth Africa. Vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo havawanikwe vachiti zviri kuitika muSouth Africa zvakanaka. Asi vari kuti ivo pane zvinhu chiri kunyanya varwadza kana kuti chinovanetsa inyaya yekuti vanhu vanojamba mabhodha vachipinda munyika nekuti havazoziva kuti vanhu ava vanoita mabasa vanozobata mabasa api. Vakataura zvakare kuti vanoona ivo kuti vaJulius Malema vanenge vanowanikwa vachitsigira hurumende yeZANU-PF uyezve vakati pari zvino vari kuona vaMalema vachienda kubhodha reSwaziland asi havasi kuuya kubhodha rekuBite Bridge. Kuti vanyatsomira ikoko zvichionekwa kuti zvizviri kuitika ikoko. Vakataura zvakare kuti kunyange vasingabvumirane nezvekuitwa neDudula, zvimwe zvacho vanobvumirana nazvo nokuti vari kuti mapurisa emuSouth Africa havana basa ravari kuita. Saka Dudula ndo yapinda kuti itore basa irori rekuona kuti vanhu vanopinda munyika vasina mapepa vawanikwe vachidzorerwa kunyika dzavo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vachikurukurawo vachitaurawo vakazvimirira chechizvarwa cheSouth Africa.
Yes, thank you. Now we are joined by our first guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mavanza. He's based in UK. He belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's always coming here. You know, we are really thankful for what he does for us. Dr. Mavanza, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs, and good afternoon, Mav.
Yes, so today we're talking about different issues, and one of the issues is the national census. How important is it? And then we go into the other issues, just briefly.
Thank you. The national census is an important exercise. Firstly, it makes planning for the nation easy. When the government has to plan on where to use the money, what to do with social amenities, social services, the budget for the government is done in reference to the population of the people. So a census makes it a clear or a positive means for the government to do the planning. And again, it is important that we know how many people are we in the country, and for other organizations, not only the government, which does social work, which does helping people, it becomes very important that people be counted once after every period, so that we know how many do we have, are we too many, are we less? And again, I'm sure we'll know that we've got 18 million, for example, and we've got 10 million votes. So you'd understand that it covers a lot of aspects, not only the aspect of budgeting, not only the aspect of statistics, but the aspect of every life. You need to know how many people you have. How can you plan for the future of your people?
Yes, I think we can go ahead and put that in Shona as well. What
you're
saying in Shona. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Tirikuti su kukosha kwe kuverengwa kwevanhu kunobatsira hurumende kuti ikwanise kunyatsoronga remangwana enyika nemangwana evanhu kuitira kuti paya panoiswa mari kana kuti atinoti national budgets patinge tichida kuti tiise mari parutivi inozobatsira mukurapwa mukutakurwa kwevanhu mumagariro evanhu munyika mukutsvaga vanokwanisa kuvhura makambani kuti tive nemabasa akawanda zvinobatsira kuti tizive tine vanhu vangani tigogadzirira vanhu vatinavo zvakafanana nemumba baba vakaziva kuti ndine vana vairi vanotsvagawo chikafu chevana vairi vakaziva kuti vane vana gumi vanotsvagawo chikafu chevana gumi kana vakasaziva kuti ndine vana vangani vanouya nechikafu chishoma vana vakafa nenzara kana chakawandisa chikafu chikaora saka zvinokosha kuti hurumende inzwisise nekuziva kuti ine vanhu vangani mukati menyika yayo zvinotibatsira uyezve pamavhotsi tikanzwa kuti pane vanhu vavhota vanokwanisa kuita mamiriyoni kana kuti matanhatu hativhunduke because tinenge tichiziva kuti munyika medu tine mamiriyoni mangani evanhu saka zvinokwanisika here kuti tiva nemavhoti akaita saizvozvi saka zvinotibatsira kwete hurumende chete nevamwewo vasiri vehurumende vanoronga kubatsira vanhu vanoronga remangwana evanhu zvakanaka zvinovabatsirawo uyezve vemabhizinesi vanoza togadzira zvinhu zvevanhu vangani munyika muno totsvaga mabasa evanhu vangani saka zvinotibatsira zvikurusa sei kuti tigare takaziva uwandu hwevanhu vanenge vari mukati menyika kuitira kuti remangwana rigogara rakagadzirirwa zvakanaka.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mabaza. We also have Tarubuhle D. Ncube, who is in South Africa. Baba Ncube, kunjani?
Sawubona, Dr.
Yeah, kunjani, Foyt?
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah, so wena uzweni nge-census kuthiwa abantu bayabalwa phela ekhaya la uzabalwa kumbe vele ekhaya awusaxoli
ekhaya ngiyafisa but ya kunzima isimo asingivumele ngokuba khona ngiyafisa eyi akuhlangani izinto azihlangani ande zingahlangani and uma ngisuka ekhaya bekungekho into yokwenza and situational was forced ukuthi ngibe la and uma ngifika lana thole ukuthi isimo sinzima la asiphumi so now siyacabanga ukuthi sibuyele mar isimo eyi sivumi sivumi so
walani walani voit
so far ingathi kuyalimali imali ayivumi imali ingavumi into ekhona uzobona ukuthi okay ngilana e-South Africa ngiyakhona ukuthi ngiyasebenza uzothola imali yokuthi udle ubhadale i-rent ukhona ukuthi unikeze lobo umama ekhaya umthumele loba at least 200, 300, 500 month end Nilana ngiyabona ukuthi ifungele eZimbabwe ukuthi mina like mangisuke eZimbabwe bengasakhona ukuthi ngqoke impahla abe sengihamba ngisicathulo siwa
so kulobuzo so,
yeah obukhulu mina ngazi ukuthi hey kungenza kanjani into engicabangayo ngicabanga ukuthi government yelana South Africa neZimbabwe mabe ngabambisana nje anga that's my own opinion cabanga ukuthi kungaba lokho kungaba ngcono.
Yes, siyabona ngathi sikule operation tidula kuyahlupha khona ngapha so manje kubanjwa njani khonoko njengamafushane sibili isikhathi singani siyahamba ko
ya ngicabanga ukuthi like government yaseZimbabwe neseSouth Africa bengabambana hayi ngicabanga ukuba ngcono hayi ukuthi thina abantu nje abantu ordinary ayikho into esizoyilungisa ngoba sizoshayana kuphela mele lento ingenelwe ngabantu abadala thina abantu ayikho into esizoyilungisa
ngeke kulungiye so
kuyafana namanje let's say ngithi ngithatha i-taxi ngeJoburg ma ungena e-taxi mavele usabele ifoni hello njeyiphi bazokubheka abantu ingani angazi ngani babheke enye into lapho esikhuluma enye ilangwethi esh asikho safe
kuyahlupha yes tolibambe khonapho udala obuhle ungakejana ubambe sibili siyabuka kuye ngamafutshane so mavele what he's saying is that you know, the situation in South Africa is quite bad. He says, even in a taxi, when you respond to a call, you know, the way people are looking at you is terrible.
Uh-huh.
So he's really, really afraid that something bad is going to happen. So we also have our third guest. Can you introduce him? Then we go with the show. Uh-huh. Thank you.
I want to talk Chingamidzai Pachirongwa, Vakawanda Zokora, the Citizens Coalition for Change. Tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yatiri kuona iri kuitika yemusouth africa tichitarisa zvakare nezvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika iro svondo rino munoona sei nyaya iyi iri kuitika musouth africa kuzvizvarwa zvezimbabwe
ndinotenda tete mavelas ndinotenda mhuri yezimbabwe yakateerera nyaya yekusouth africa inorwadza zvikuru nekuti vanhu vari kushayika vanhu vari kurasikirwa neupenyu vamwe vedu vakoma vedu vanin'ina vedu ndana baba vevamwe vanhu ihama dzevamwe vanin'ina saka zvinorwadza hazvisirizvo zvaitaurwa navamandela zvatakagara tichinzwa vamandela vachitaura kuti ubuntu the spirit of ubuntu the spirit of oneness the spirit of togetherness it's not what we are seeing in South Africa today asiwo tikazvitarisa tinoona kuti mamwe matambudziko acho akanangana nesu vana vezimbabwe kuti tiri kubva kunyika kwedu kwatinofanira kunge tichigara mune zvakanaka tichienda kune dzimwe nyika tonoshungurudzwa zvakadaro saka zvinotikurudzira kuti tigadzirise matambudziko ari munyika medu ivowo vanozviti ndo vatungamiri vagone vazive kuti matongero avari kuita zvavari kuita ndo zviri kukonzeresa kuti vana vezimbabwe varasikirwe neupenyu vari kune dzimwe nyika dai nyika yedu yanga yakanaka zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka mabasa ariko vanhu vachikwanisa kurarama zvakanaka sezviri kuitwa kune dzimwe nyika taidai tisiri kurasikirwa zvatiri kuona izvi zvinorwadza uye zvinoshungurudza ngatibva taziva kuti pana 2023 apa handei kumusha tose zvikuru vari musouth africa tiri padhuze handei tinonyoresa kuvhota handei tese tinovhota zvakanyanyisa zvine mutsindo tibvise hurumende yadai kutiparadzira kunyika dzese munoziva kuti 5 million vanhu mazimbabwens ari kugara kunze kwenyika vanhu ivavo havangangobuda munyika zvakangodaro dai kuri kunzi zvinhu zvakamira zvakanaka munyika inyaya yatinofanira kuramba tichitaura iyoyo tigadzirise zviri kuitika munyika medu ivo vari pano ana Dr. Mavaza vazive kuti 5 million people vari kubuda munyika nekuda kwekushungurudzwa uyewo nekuda kwekuondongwa kwaitwa ikonomi yedu nebato rezanupf
Thank you very much if you can just say the same thing in English what's your view on what we're seeing happening in South Africa as the Citizens Coalition for Change
It's very sad that we have been stripped of our dignity and our brothers and sisters are losing lives. Elvis was somebody's child, he was somebody's son, he was somebody's father. Elvis is not the only one. He's representing millions of Zimbabweans that are suffering in the diaspora. And we look back and we see that all this is being caused by an ineffective and unorganized government, the government of ZANU-PF. If things were okay in Zimbabwe, we would not be having 5 million people living en masse to live in other countries where they are subjected to lives as slaves. And I I just urge, I want to urge Zimbabweans across the, you know, the political divide to go back to Zimbabwe and register to vote so that in 2023 we can all vote for a government that will improve our lives, a government that respects people's human rights, a government that will improve our economy and ensure that all Zimbabweans are living and working in Zimbabwe. And that's a government led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, CCC.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Dr. Mabaza. Dr. Mabaza, I think you heard what Dr. Sokola is saying. He says the basic thing that has to be done by Zimbabweans is to remove ZANU-PF from power because, you know, it's the one that is causing all these problems. Quietly.
Thank you so much. Dambudziko ratinoona kuna vadzokora nzve kuti dzimwe dzenguva vakadyiswa vanongopenga nezanupezu even pasina chikonzero chokudaro. Tiri kutaura nenyaya yeSouth Africa nedambudziko rine vana veZimbabwe. Chekutanga ndechekuti chavanofanira kunzwisa vadzokora ndechekuti nyika dzese dzaiya toti a global village. Vanhu vese tiri kwakasiyana siyana vamwe tiri kunyika dzatiri noti kutakatiza utongo hweZanupezu. Tiri pabasa. MuZimbabwe mune vanhu vakabva kuChina, vakabva kuNigeria, kuSouth Africa, kuno, vakabva kuAmerica, maAmericans, vakabva kuEngland, maBritish, ari muZimbabwe, ari mumabasa, mumaprazi, mumasafari, mumahotels, they are working there. Havasi kutiza nzara kumusha kwavo, but kungoti munhu anoona a greener pasture kuna another area. So, in short, dambudziko harine neZANU-PF, rinongori nekuti tine dambudziko revanhu muSouth Africa. Vane humbimbi ndoga hunin'anya vanofunga kuti ndo vari pamusoro pevanhu vese vane mweya wehuori wakashata vane pfungwa dzinenge dzeCCC dzoda kuparadza nyika yavo nekuparadza vaenzi vavo vanenge vauya munyika mavo saka chatotichasa ndechekuti uroyi huri kuitwa neSouth Africa hazvina kunaka kuzva vari kuita vachiuraya vana kwete veZimbabwe chete neve dzimwe nyika vari kubatwa vachiurayiwavo vachipiswa and vachipomerwa kuti ndo vari kupara mhosva. Takatarisa masvondo maira apfuura mastatistics anotaura kuti out of every robbery inenge ari muSouth Africa, only 2% are foreigners. 98% are South Africans, marobbers atona. Then out of our murder cases, mostly people who are killed, they are killed by South Africans for things as little as R5 or a phone. And my foreigners anenge auraya vanhu, They are 0.2%, which means it's not correct kuti vanhu vari kurayirwa utsotsi kana umbavha. Ukaona munhu ane pfungwa kuti akakunzwa uchitaura chirudzi chako obva acheuka zvekuda kukurutsira zvekusvotwa newe, zvoreva kuti vanhu vaya havana pfungwa, havafungi. Chikoro chishoma chinoremera vatenzi nebasa. Chinonyanya kundisuwisa ndechekuti maminista and makurukota ehurumende emuSouth Africa vanoona nezvenyu mapurisa nevanoona nezvemagariro enyika kana kuti Home Affairs havana chakanaka chavanotaura. Vanenge vari kutosapota nhunzvatunzva inonzi Dukes inouraya vanhu yedhudhulai. Hazvina kunaka iye anonzi whatever strikana anopiwa. Hurumende inofanira kusimuka yotaura kuti izvi hazviitwi, yotumira mapurisa, vanhu vosungwa, zvinobva zvaregedzwa. Asi vakaramba vachiita kunge vatowana mukana wekuwana mavhotsi nawo nekuti haurayi aitozopindira, zvinourayi zvinokwadzawo kana vashanyi vemunyika imomo havauyi kuSouth Africa, vaakutya. Even kana ukanzoda kuti South Africa vakasvika paairport, you don't want to go outside the airport, waakutya kubatwa nemabhinya. Saka zvirikuta South Africa hubhinya humbavha hazvinei nematendero enyika yekuZimbabwe, nekuti vari kungouraya munhu wese kubva kuEthiopia, Nigeria.
Yeah, I think you're getting cut off. Quiet, Mabaza. Yeah. Yes, I think there's something wrong with your line. Yeah, quiet.
I think that's it. Nandu kuti chino suwisa nekushatirisa ndechekuti havasi kubatana vakaita sevarungu. Havasi kurova munhu vanhu vemakanda machena. Vanosiiwa kumunhu South Africa vasina kuenda kuchikoro. Vanongofunga kuti foreigner munhu mutema weimwe nyika. Asi kana aita murungu anenge musiya akadaro, zvinoshatirisa uye zvinosemesa kuti tine nyika, tine vavakidzani vakadaro vanongofunga kuti murungu ndiye right, ndiye asiri haasi mushanyi asi munhu mutema anofanira kuurayiwa. Ndopfungwa dzakafanana nevanhu vakaita savana dzokora veTCC vanongofunga kuti varungu ndovanouya kuzogadzira Zimbabwe kuti ive nani. Ini chandinongodza vana veZimbabwe, uyai kumusha tiregiste kuvhota tigotsigira ZANU-PF nemutsindo 2023 kuti tigogadzisa nyika yedu kupfuura zvairizvi. Musabvumire vanhu vanoda varunga kuti vapinde munyika yedu vanotikuwadzira nyika sezviri vaSouth Africa. Saka hongu zvichanaka vana vekumusha tichadzokera kumusha. 2023 yakasvika, isai Munangagwa pachigaro, nyika yedu inonaka zvakare kupfuura zvayakaita izvozvo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zokora. I saw you shaking your head in disbelief, perhaps.
Ndofunga mamillions ese maZimbabweans akateerera paVOA vari kutokatyamara nezviri kutaurwa navamavaza, nekuti kudzorera ZANU-PF zvavari kutaura kuti ndo ingave solution, kudzorera ZANU-PF kuti ibe zvakanyanyisa futi for the next 5 years, vaite uori hwavari kuita for the next 5 years. Munomboziva here kuti 16 billion yakashayika iya nemamwe mazimillions ari kupiwa negoridhe ratinoona hama dzavamunangagwa dzichibuda nazvo raro paairport, mari iyoyo inokwanisa kuvaka mazisco steel matatu kana mashanu, inokwanisa kumutsa ana olivine, inokwanisa kumutsa ana liver brothers, inokwanisa kumutsa maindustry ese akabuda muZimbabwe, inokwanisa kupa vana veZimbabwe mabasa. Asi mari zhinji yedu iri kupera neuori, iri kupera nekupiwa nevanhu veZANU-PF, nevanhu vanodyidzana neZANU-PF. Mari iyoyo ndiyo inofanira kunge ichiita kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Saka kuenda kunovhota kudzosera Munangagwa kana kuti ZANU-PF, kuvhotera nhamo, kuvhotera matambudziko iwaya atisvitsa patira apa pekuti tenge taakutiza zvakare. Muchasara musina vanhu munyika tikadzosera Munangagwa for another 5 years. Vana veZimbabwe vanofanira kuzviziva izvozvo. Hakuna mumwe anokwanisa kutisunungura kunze kwedu isusu. Manyepo zviri kutaurwa navamavaza kuti isu seTCC tinotarisira kuvarungu, kwete. Tinotozviziva kuti nyika inosunungurwa nevene vayo, nyika inosunungurwa nesu maZimbabweans. Ndosaka muri kuona iko zvino TCC haisi kusapotwa chero nemumwe munhu, chero nevarungu, chero nani, inosapotwa nesu vana veZimbabwe ana Chief Shoshe. Tisu tiri kutumidzira mari dzedu kuZimbabwe kuti marara aitwe kuti zvinhu zvifambe kuZimbabwe. Hakuna kana peni remurungu riri kupinda muZimbabwe kunobatsira TCC. Vana veZimbabwe iko zvino vazvipira kuzvisunungura. Ndosaka muri kuona zvinhu zviri kufamba nyore nyore, gedye gedye. Vakatora mari yedu yeTCC yatinopiwa nehurumende yeparamendi, vakatora headquarters yedu. Asi zvese izvozvo hazvina kana kutombotimisa, hazvina kana kumisa bato ravachamisa kuti rirambe richienderera mberi richirwira kodzero dzevanhu, nekuti rinosapotwa neruzhinji rwevanhu. Saka vanhu vana vana veZimbabwe vakazvipira, vazvipira patiri kupinda muna 2023 kuti tiburitse mari dzedu kuti tisunungure nyika yeZimbabwe. Saka vamavaza ngavaregedze kuuya pano vachitaura kuti TCC inoda varungu kana tinosapota varungu. Ivo veZANU-PF ndo vanoswera vari kunana Europe. Izvozvi vamunangagwa vari kuenda kuDavos kunokumbira imwe mari, mari yavanopinza munyika votanga kudya semushonga wemusana. Makamboona kupi President Chamisa vachinzi vapiwa mari neNetherlands kana vapiwa mari nani? Mari iri kupinda munyika iri kubatsira vana veZimbabwe, iri kubatsira TCC, iri kubva kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe.
Yeah, but Mr. Zokora, there is a scientist in Zimbabwe, Dr. Norman Pinduka of Africa University, who's saying, you know, ZANU-PF will likely win the 2023 general elections if there are no tangible electoral reforms implemented by the government ahead of the crucial polls. What's your take on that? Because you're saying people must vote and remove, you know, ZANU-PF. But now some scientists are saying, no, even if things don't improve, ZANU-PF is going to win. Your take, just briefly.
ZANU-PF has not been winning elections. They have not won elections since 2002. We have been winning all those elections. And you know, we have been going into these elections under protest, under very difficult circumstances. We know that the electoral field is not level. But even besides that, the CCC has been winning all these elections and will win elections again in 2023. Yes, the issue of electoral reforms is critical. That's why you heard President Chamisa a few days ago saying that we are going to make sure we push the government, we push ZEC, so that one, either ZEC is disbanded or we have electoral reforms that favor all political parties. When you talk of electoral, we're talking of political reforms, we're talking of media reforms, all those things will need to be done and implemented before 2023. And we are going to fight. We are going to fight for those electoral reforms. Not only those people in Zimbabwe, even us here in the diaspora, we are going to march in the streets of Washington, D.C., at the embassies. We are going to march in Berlin. We are going to march in London. We are going to march everywhere where there are Zimbabweans, so that we demand, we put pressure on the ZANU-PF government so that they enact those electoral reforms. No reforms, no elections. We will fight ZANU-PF until they enact those reforms. You remember in New York, Emmerson Mnangagwa was asked by Zimbabweans, and in particular Mr. Jane Moyo, he asked him about electoral reforms, and he promised, he said it on camera, that he was going to enact electoral reforms. And up until now, he has proved that he's a lying president. He has not done that. So we are going to hold him accountable. We are going to push him. We are going to push the government. We are going to push ZEC to be fair, to hold free, fair elections in 2023. And that will only come when we have electoral reforms.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Dr. Mavaza. Marvelous.
Tumari twanobvisa vachitumira ku TPC kushoma shoma mazimari mahomba vanawo kuno ku England Kate Hoy akatobvuma ichoni kamera akachita akabatsira vachamisa kutenga a bulletproof car nemotikari dzake dzepakwe convoy yake imari yakabva ku England through Kate Hoy and team yake saka yes vanobatsirwa uyeze vachamisa vakataura vega pamberi pevane Zimbabwe wakati imi izani pia zungaimbo nipa nika ikwe 2 days unona warungu watu ya kuno wachi maanya tangu wadai za kutu uyai nekutu wano ziwa kutu wanu wangara wakama wachi wira na warungu kana wabitu wakata wana pakambeni pao wakati indile wanu wangu wanu nipa maru wanu nile dauti Mr. Biti kuto vaila nekutu sreka kwenye udai kwa sindo wando kufuwa kwe mfungwa kwa kune wanu we triple C ndo kwa kafana na newane we dudula yokusada mfika wanofuka kuti murungu dianu kosha kupura iyo saka zatuta na sisi wana tukuti isu kuna nika inova kwa newane wa siri varizivayu nika inova kwa newane wayu nika inova kwa newane varizivayu tukuti gati fotele varizive nika gati fotele wa mnangagwa wawake nika kana pale paka kanga nisika wandu enda wapa gazirisa eli tuno vizi atesi kuti zuchaitika saizu.
Can you put that in English, if you don't mind? Go ahead, sir.
Also, Gibbs, if I may just chime in on that. Are you, as ZANU-PF and also the Citizens Coalition for Change, are you now in election mode? Have you started campaigning for 2023?
We always remind our people for 2023. Yes, we are campaigning for 2023. We mean business. We need to move forward with our country. We need to move forward with our supporters. And we need to get more supporters. Actually, our motto is 5 million votes in ED, meaning Comrade ED should go into the power. And we need to get more 5 million votes from the ones we have got already. And this is what we are going, 5 million votes for the president. But the truth is, as I was answering you now, I was not campaigning, neither am I in any mode. I was simply saying the truth, that if you put CCC into power, you are simply giving this country into the hands of the foreigners. Because as I had indicated, between the vice president of CCC in this campaign and in one of the videos which I could share with you, he was going on saying there are people who call him Mr. Beatty. He was actually excited that somebody doesn't call his name properly because he's white. And said that man can come and help him and give him monies and improve Zimbabwe. And Chamisa says, the moment you just allow me to be the leader of this country, within 2 days, I'll just phone, it's just a phone call, and call my friends and the white guys who come en masse and for investment. We are saying a person who cannot think beyond the other people is not a person to vote for. We need to come down, come up with our solutions as Zimbabweans, and we can improve. But the short and longer thing of the whole story is, I was saying, Gibbs, the situation in South Africa is the worst situation. It is bad that South Africans believe that they are superior than any other person. This has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. This is seriously some rotten mind of some few South Africans who believe that they are superior than their neighbors. They are not only after Zimbabweans. They are after Zambians, Mozambicans, Tanzanians, every foreigner who is black in South Africa is getting the brand of this ignorance of the Dudula, whatever they call it. But the most painful thing is that if you look at who are they after, they are only after black people, not white people. They believe in that that white people are not foreigners. They believe that white people are superior. Even the president of EFF, Commander Julius Malema, stood up and said, this is bad. The South Africans must think they've got a very short memory. We suffered in Zimbabwe, in Southern Africa, because of South Africa. We delayed even getting our farms because we wanted South Africa to be free first. We had our people being bombed in Zimbabwe after independence by the South African government because they were saying we were harboring the ANC. But they don't see that. They only see themselves. They are so selfish, and that is wrong. And this, it's a pity that CCC, Zokora, and others are seeing this as a fault of ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF does not teach the murderers in South Africa to go and kill people, our own people. We don't do that. It is the South Africans who are having support from some other officers, and that is very bad, and that must change.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. How are you, everyone?
No, we're fine. So now, your quick reaction to what Mr. Mavaza is saying. I saw you smiling and laughing at the same time. Yes.
Greetings to my esteemed doctor and my sister, the Marvelous. You know, what made me laugh is the stuff that he was saying, especially when he was saying that BT says that they call him BT because they can't pronounce his name properly. I think this is the problem that we have, that even with Mabaza and his party, they will have propaganda, the lies that they end up.
So I think your image is freezing. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, quiet.
Yes. So that's the biggest problem. And I would agree with him to say that we should not feel, inferior and then think that whites are going to solve our problems. Mm-hmm. We as the Freedom Alliance, we believe in what are called the popular initiatives, where we initiate our own development. No one is going to tell us about anything. Then I would disagree with him on being harsh, the language that he's using against South Africans, calling them as people that also have got some inferiority. I can't quote the words that he used exactly. But I would say we have got a serious problem, which we may call the superiority complex. You will find that when Zimbabweans are in South Africa, they feel superior. They will talk mostly about the education. They will disregard that they are failing to do things in their home country. They cannot demonstrate, they cannot do anything. But when they are in South Africa, they seem to be people who are very much well versed about their rights and everything. That should be worrying, as it were. And also to undermine people that you are highly educated is also un-African and it's unfounded, as it were. Then South Africans also will have this superiority complex in the sense that they will say, no, for us, when we want to solve our things, we can do them. We have got a better economy than you. Why don't you go and fix your economy? You would find that whatever we comment about here, you comment, you are with your workmates. The next thing someone is saying, no, if you can think so nicely and wisely, why is this and this like this in Zimbabwe? Why don't you fix that? So this is a problem that we need to have attended to. Political parties need to engage genuinely, sincerely to solve or to fix the relations between the two countries. And what is creating these sour relations largely is the failure of ZANU-PF, the mismanagement of the economy, which has driven a lot of people into South Africa, is the major problem. Because before everyone from Zimbabwe was in South Africa, the situation was different. People will tell you that they were received warmly. They didn't have any problem. Even right now, there are some South Africans that are very human. They are very considerate. They do not like what others are doing, as it were. Yes, I would end there because I didn't hear some of the things that you said as I joined right now. Yes.
Thank you very much. Let's take Douglas, who has just joined us. Douglas, kunjani baba? Siyakubona khonapho kunjani?
Nikhona dinga kunjani?
Siyaphila phosela khonapho ke amafutshane. Douglas.
Mina befuna ukomenta laphana ngama-5 rands angenanga ngendaba leyana yama-South Africans amaZimbabwe.
Yeah, yesikhuluma ngayo la khonapho i-Operation Tutula. Yeah, phosela khonapho.
Bengilalelela abanye abala abafowethu abe-South Africa kade besola kakhulu amaZimbabweans ukuthi nawona abanye bangena bengela amaphepha kodwa bengakhangeli i-both sides. Nxa sisakhumbula laphana, I think kwakunguThabo Mbeki kumbe uJacob Zuma wayebusa by then. Wathi khona kuna amaZimbabweans, let them come in. Sibatreate njengama-South Africans. Noma bengela amaphepha lizabangazi ukuthi bathi bazabayenzela ngayiphi indlela khona ngale. Njalo wayebavumele ukuthi benze noma ngumuphi umsebenzi. So by then amaZimbabwe when they went there to South Africa. Now angikwazi ukumbe sebe kubona sokunzima ukuthi bebe lamaZimbabweans. But they are them to blame. Ngoba bona bavumele amaZimbabweans ukuthi vele bengene besebenze noma ngupho umsebenzi. Uyabona futhi ukunika example njengeBotswana lapha engikhona. eBotswana lapha kule xenophobia but abantu abayinanzeleli. Serious kwedlula South Africa but it's quiet. EBotswana izenophobia yabo inje kanje. Awuthengisi inzamela la estreetini lapha ngibuthengisa itamatisi ungumforeina. Bengavele bekubona ukuthi ungumforeina uthengisa itamatisi. Uyabotshwa there and there vela bahle bekutrace lalapho khona. I would drive taxi eBotswana. I would drive a bus. Bakutshela ukuthi ucabanga ukuthi thina eBotswana lapha asikwazi ukudrive. So abanye ngizwa abanye besithi khona iBotswana iyalandela isilandela khona kuyana okwenzakala eSouth Africa. No, it's not like that. Instead, iSouth Africa yiyo esifuna ukuthatha inyathelo leBotswana elokuthi bexotshe amaZimbabweans ukuthi bengayenzi kungama-small scale business wabo lokana njengalokhu engikutsho kungama-tuck shop okunjani njani. So sebefuna ukulandela inyathelo leBotswana but it's too late. That's why sebefuna ukuharasa amaZimbabweans. But if they had done that ekuqaliseni bathi no kule msebenzi yamaZimbabweans kule msebenzi yamaTswana. As eBotswana lapho only imisebenzi esetshenzelwa ngamaBotswana ngamaZimbabweans eBotswana la isi ngamafamu lokuzeni amafamu kuthiwa amafamu workers owenza uma imisebenzi amaTswana abangawukwalisiwe. So lokuzeni labana abafowethu beSouth Africa kade lokhu besola amaZimbabweans besithi bafloka there into South Africa. But they are forgetting ukuthi yiwo ababa welcome But they will come to Zimbabwe. They told me maybe they are helping. I don't know. Maybe so we overstaying. We so injured. But you are from Meraman.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much, Douglas. Thank you very much. So let's take Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. Welcome, Mr. Mhlanga. So we remain with only 4 minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Mhlanga.
Babu Tube Gunjan.
Yes, Apila. So one and one go and Zagala, South Africa and Jaro. So Zagala foot like Botswana. What about to do that into Zajar?
Ngicela ukuqondisa umfowethu lapha angikholuthi ukukhona lapha igovernment yeSouth Africa yakathi amaZimbabwe na abuye noma enganamakuphepha. Hayi, lokho akukho true. Fine, njengoba naye esho ukuthi iBotswana yiyeqalayo iSouth Africa iyalandela. I'm not sure. Angeke ngikuphikisa, angeke ngivume futhi. But enye into babuDube mina bengifuna ukuthi ngiyibeke ne. Government in Zimbabwe is the most to blame. Right now, bengibala kunet izolo kuthiwa kunabantu abafika phose 1,000 ababanjiwe abeZimbabwe beza ngapha. So, yona igovernment, what is it doing ukuthi ivale abantu bayo ukuthi beze ngapha benganamaphepha? They are not doing anything because they know what happened to Zimbabwe, but survivor in South Africa. And most of those people, unfortunately, but unfortunately, they have points which are not designated to have an entry point or exit point. But if government in Zimbabwe, it's supposed to now play a very pivotal role in terms of uthi siyakwazi siyakuzwa siyakubona okwenzakala eSouth Africa naseBotswana possibly. What do we do as a government? It's to start ukukhuphula amasokisi manje ukuthi we have to have our people back. But when people are back, what do they do? Ama industry avalwa, we see even abo Standard Bank esathi sizalwa ama bank amakhulu bayavala manje sisibabhekile. So igovernment yona yiyo sokumele ukuthi act manje eZimbabwe ubone ukuthi abantu bayo ibenzelani. If it means ukuthi abantu bafike ekhaya ukuthi all right imsebenzi ayikho, but nansi indawo, nansi piece of land abafuna ukubuya, nansi piece of land abantu babona abangakwenza ku piece of land leyo, whether bayenza farming or animal farming and so forth. So but ama South Africans ngasola, like I said before, ukuthi singangasoli ngoba vele into esisenzakale elizweni leli ayisekhohle. I doubt it's vele
likhona.
Okay, ukuthi ikhona ilizwe lingakuvuma nje ukwenzakala ukuthi abantu sebengena intando bagcwala all over, abanye bayaganga, abanye benzani. Singabablamini kakhulu labo on the other hand. Kodwa kubulala umuntu akusonto right, unfortunately, yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tsokora. Maybe your last word, 10 seconds, Baba. Mr. Tsokora.
Yes, I'm just surprised that Dr. Mabaza continues to blame South Africans on their own. Yes, South Africans are to blame. Nobody is supposed to be killing someone. But to exonerate ZANU-PF from the problems that we are having as diasporans, and in particular in South Africa, is completely wrong. Because Zimbabweans are in South Africa in their millions. We are here in our millions because of ZANU-PF's bad policies.
Thank you, Mr. Tsokora.
Because ZANU-PF is looting the country. We are here because ZANU-PF has failed to create the jobs that they always promise every time when we're going for elections.
Thank you, sir.
So
thank
ZANU-PF
you.
Is completely to blame.
Thank you very much. We don't have extra time. I would have added a bit of seconds, but you can't do that. So we end our show today on that note. We wish to thank our guests, Talobuhle Dube, Tawanda Tsokora, Dr. Simba Mabaza, Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, Mbuso Mhlanga, and Douglas, who lives in South Africa. Wish to tell you all that we are very grateful to what you always do for us. Thank you so much. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Washington, move any weekend, Yakanaka.
Good night, all. Bye bye.
manera kana kamuri yeZimbabwe ino Studio 7
tichitefenyura tiri muWashington DC lingali chona njani.